May all beings be happy, may all beings be healthy, may all beings be free from harm, may all beings love life, may all beings awaken. Welcome to another Gook audio podcast. I pray that you and yours are safe and comfortable, free from economic hardship, and able to get out and do whatever it is you want within the limitations of the universal precept of do as little harm as possible. So, I've gone through all the brief memories I had on Gook.com. So, I was like, well, what will I do next? And, you know, I thought I'd try reading the Chronicles of the Haiku Zendo. It's a neat little publication that came out in 1973. You know, well, anyway, it's self-explanatory, so I'm just going to read it. Chronicles of Haiku Zendo, including Memories of Shunju Suzuki Roshi, Part 1. Edited by Barbara Heistand. Haiku Zendo Foundation, Los Altos, California, 1973. Copyright 1973 by Haiku Zendo Foundation. Part 1. Acknowledgements. Kobunchino Sensei suggested the compiling of the Haiku Zendo history, especially the gathering of memories of Suzuki Roshi. His advice and constant encouragement have made the book possible. I am deeply grateful to the following students who contributed their memories of the early days of Haiku Zendo and of Suzuki Roshi. Amy Simpson, Gladys Halperin, Gertrude Davenport, Dave Davenport, June French, Margot Locke, Roy Henning, Mary Lou Schwartz, Holly Schwartz, Lorraine Diodone, Peg Anderson, Mary Kate Spencer, Eric Remington, Barbara Kaiser, Harriet Heistand, Jerry Halperin, Phil Olson, Marion Derby, Mary Kay and Les Kay. Sonia Margolis, Secretary Haiku Zendo, gave much needed editorial suggestion. Her enthusiasm and practical knowledge provided guidance when I most needed it. Arthur Bradley, President Haiku Zendo, has personally overseen the printing of the book. I am indebted to him for his patience and encouragement. The photograph of Shunju Suzuki Roshi was taken by Stuart Geisinger. It says not included now on website. Wonder why that is. I made it from the whole little book. Maybe they had a photograph of Suzuki that went with the book that was separate that you could use. Because I not only photocopied the whole book, I did the front cover, I did the back cover. I mean, the whole thing's on Gook.com. So, introduction. In September 1972, Kobunchino Sensei asked me to write a short history of the Los Altos Zendo. I was asked to read over Marion Derby's Haiku Zendo annual report written in 1969 to expand this account and to bring it forward in time. Marion's description of early days is brief, yet it brought a flood of memories to my mind. Kobunchino Sensei suggested that we include in this account memories of our founder, Shunju Suzuki Roshi, as recalled by as many older students as possible. The results have divided themselves naturally into two parts. In putting together Part 1, History of Haiku Zendo, I have relied heavily upon Marion Derby's annual report of 1969 for the chronology of events. In addition to my own memories of these times, I have also had conversations with and received material from early members of the group. I have made use of this material much as it was given to me. Part 2 of this history is a collection of personal memories of Suzuki Roshi. As most of you know, Zen Mind Beginner's Mind was originally a collection of lectures given by Suzuki Roshi to his students in Los Altos. Part 2 is made up of accounts of Suzuki Roshi as those same students remember him. I am very grateful to the many students who contributed to both parts of this history. The years covered in this account run from 1964 to 1971. These were the years in which Suzuki Roshi founded the Los Altos Zendo and was our principal teacher. Our activities during those years were defined by Roshi's schedule at San Francisco and Tassajara, and to a lesser extent, by the limitation of space and time in Los Altos. Kobun Jino-sensei came to us in 1970. Thus, his tenure here does overlap Roshi's time. After Kobun Jino came, we were able to expand our activities. As I shall describe briefly elsewhere, this new era deserves a history of its own, and I have not attempted to go into that story here. At all times, and with all teachers, the basic activity of this Zendo has been Zazen practice. An important point to be noted here is our great debt of gratitude to the Japanese congregation of Sokoji Zen Temple in San Francisco, to San Francisco Zen Center, and to Marion Derby. Without Sokoji, Suzuki Roshi would not have come to America and continued to live here. Without Zen Center, he would have found it difficult to come to the peninsula to teach us. And without Marion Derby's generous gift of her house and her commitment to our continued meetings here, there, the whole project of a Zendo in Los Altos would have been exceedingly difficult, if not impossible. Suzuki Roshi was our founder and first teacher. Other teachers helped us also and are mentioned in this account. The steady devotion of all our teachers was and continues to be a lesson of trust in them and in ourselves. Our good fortune speaks for itself in the naming of their names. Shunyu Suzuki Roshi, Dainin Katagiri Roshi, Ryogen Yoshimura Sensei, Kobun Jino Sensei. Barbara Heiston, Haiku Zendo, Los Altos, California, October 1973. Okay, that's all that will be read for this podcast. That's the acknowledgments and the introduction to the Haiku Zendo Chronicles. So come back tomorrow and we will start Part 1, Origins. But this has been a Kyuk Audio mini podcast. I'm DC, Puba of Kyuk Audio and Kyuk Archives, coming to you from Sleepy Sonor with Dogged Bandita, Feline Kuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.